حي على الفلاح.
Every day, they try to dig through and break through this barrier. And they get near to it, and at the end of the day, the hadith says the one in charge of them. So that means they were organized, and there's like the foreman now who's in charge, and he's getting all the workers to do the work. So it's every day when they almost break through, the one in charge says, tomorrow we will break through. And they come back the next day, and it's completely sealed off again, and they have to start all over from zero. And this has been going on for thousands of years. But then one day, the guy in charge will say, we'll break through tomorrow, insha'Allah. They come back tomorrow, and it looks exactly the same, and that day, they break through. They will come out angry, extremely angry, because you guys are the ones who trapped us here. That's why they come out so angry. They're descending from every mound, and it's as if you can see them. You're looking at the horizon, and just every mountain, they're just coming down. Every hill, they're just running down that hill. And they will drink entire lakes dry. They will come by a lake, and the first one will drink. And when the last one comes out, he'll say there used to be water here. So that means they're really immense in number. And they will wreak havoc and destruction, and they will try to every person on earth. You're the ones who trapped us for thousands of years. And they don't know the difference. They don't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, atheist. And for the most part, they really actually conquer the earth. Let's look at it here from the perspective of the believers with Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salam, we said, we'll just kill the Dajjal. And the hadith says, فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ, while they're in that state, someone announces that Ya'juj and Ma'juj have come out. And then another hadith mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Isa ibn Maryam, I have revealed some ibad here, some servants, meaning not worshippers, but some servants or some slaves of mine, that no one on earth can handle them. And what's beautiful here, it shows you Isa alayhi salam is human. He's a great prophet, but he's human, not divine, not superpowers. But if you remember, just a while ago, people were dying from his breath until the horizon. That's a strong power. So why wouldn't he just breathe on Ya'juj and Ma'juj? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking that power away, shows you that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is divine. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful. Even though Isa comes down with this incredible power, it's gone. Allah reveals to Isa alayhi salam, so take my servants, meaning the believers who are with Isa alayhi salam, to the mountain of At-Tur. Some scholars said it is the mountain of At-Tur in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. Others said this is At-Tur in Palestine. And the scholars said, how will it fit all these believers? And there are two answers. One group said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it fit the believers, because there are many and it's small. And the others said that it could be another Tur. At that point, there's another place known as At-Tur. And so they all go hide there in that mountain. So Isa ibn Maryam and the believers are hiding and they're seeking refuge in At-Tur. And they will start to make continuous dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rid of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And they will be, the believers will be in immense poverty here with Isa ibn Maryam, in immense poverty. The Prophet ﷺ says that until the head of an ox, and there's not much meat in the head of the ox. But the Prophet ﷺ said, until the head of the ox is more beloved to them than 100 gold dinars to one of you today. The degree of poverty and difficulty that they're living in while they're hiding there in At-Tur. Then they're huge in numbers, they're strong, they conquer the earth. Now let us kill those who are in the heavens or the sky. So then they will start to shoot their arrows towards the sky. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause these arrows to return back besmeared with blood. So then they will say that they have conquered those that are in the heavens as well. And in the meantime, Isa ibn Maryam and the believers who are with him in At-Tur are making sincere dua. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and he destroys them with an-Naghaf, which is some worm-like creature or insect that comes, and it enters them and it goes to their brain. So this powerful group, they're huge in numbers, they're strong, they conquer the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them with a simple, weak creature. And we've seen this before. And Namrud, if you remember, the not very intelligent king at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Namrud said, he said, build me a tower and I'll climb up and I'll fight this other god, astaghfirullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him a simple lesson. The story mentions that a mosquito goes and stays right in his navel cavity. And it just sits there, just buzzing and tickling. And of course, you can imagine how unbelievably annoying that is. And they tried to pour water and oil and smoke it out, whatever, doesn't work. And it's just there, tickling and just buzzing and irritating the whole time. At night, like he could not sleep, not for one split second, because it's just sitting there, buzzing and tickling. These stories that I mentioned, that how did they put him to sleep then? Like he could not sleep at all for days. So they would have to basically beat him and slap him with slippers until he's knocked out unconscious. Your Highness, I think it's time for a nap. And start beating him, right? Someone who claims to be powerful or actually is powerful is destroyed by a very small and simple and weak creature from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a naghaf, and the Prophet describes that they die the death of one soul. Like, if one soul dies, how does it die? It dies like just instantly like that. But if millions of people get sick, people have different strength of their bodies and immune systems. So if billions of people get sick, they're not all going to die in one split second. But here, they die like how one person dies. So you can imagine these millions of people standing like this, and then they all drop down like that. That's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, the believers are still hiding in the mountain of At-Tur, and they will ask, can anyone go and check and see if they're dead or not? And then one person volunteers. And then one narration mentions they bid him farewell because he's not coming back. So he goes and he looks out and he finds millions and millions of bodies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj everywhere on earth. Comes back happy, tells them the news that they're all dead. And the Isa alayhi salam and the believers go out. But the earth stinks now because they're carcasses. Like everywhere stinks. They're rotting carcasses, millions of them. So, or billions, Allahu A'lam. Anyways, the point is that then the believers again make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal will send birds with necks like camels, the Prophet says. And they will carry the bodies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and they will take them to where Allah wills, or some say that they'll throw them in the oceans. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a thick, heavy rain to come down on earth, and it will cleanse the earth. Becomes like a mirror. The earth will be clean. And then, this is where there is now real and true peace on earth. It will be said to the earth, the Prophet says in the hadith, it will be said to the earth, bring out your fruits and return your original barakah, blessing. So now, one cow will provide enough milk, enough for an entire village. One sheep for an entire family. A pomegranate will be so huge that a group of people can eat it, and a group of them can be shaded under its skin, or from the rain or what have you. That's how big. And it'll be world peace for real this time, we said. Lions will mingle with camels, and tigers will mingle with cows, and wolves will mingle with sheep. And the child will put their hand in the hole or hold a snake, and it will not strike them. And this will remain for about 40 years. And in the meantime, Isa alayhi salam will perform Hajj, and he will come to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and send salah upon him. And we mentioned the Prophet ﷺ will return this salam. And in this time period, it's so beautiful. The Prophet ﷺ described, until the one sajda is better than the world and everything in it. Nobody has to work. There's no desire for the dunya. Only believers, only Muslims on the planet. There's nobody else. Just righteous people, and they just witnessed some incredible things. So there's not going to be a hypocrite around. There's not going to be one wicked person around. And it's just true. What a beautiful time. Such a beautiful time. What an amazing, amazing time. Anyways, some scholars mention that he will get married also and have children. We don't, and obviously, we don't know for sure. And it's also not proper for any sister to say, Ya Allah, make me that person who marries Isa ibn Maryam. Because in the etiquette is when in dua, you're not specific with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why there's some rudeness if you are being very specific with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Anyways, that for the most part is the story of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Then Isa alayhi salam, when he dies, the believers then bury him. Some scholars believe that he will be buried right next to the Prophet sallam, and Abu Bakr and Umar, because there is space for one man there, but we don't know. But what if somebody says, but the prophets are buried where they die, and Isa alayhi salam, he would have to be buried where he dies. So he can't be standing at that place. But also don't forget that he's not coming back as a new prophet, but as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.